Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
All wrestling fans have that one match.
The winner and new World Heavyweight Champion, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
That we remember every single detail. The one that made our hearts jump out of our chest.
Flash! Get it! Do it! Two! Yeah! It's champion!
The moment that took our breath away.
CM Punk is leaving through this hometown crowd with the WWE Championship.
I think he just kissed the WWE goodbye.
The match that created lifelong wrestling fans.
For life.
Busted Open proudly presents The Matches That Made Us. Here's your host, Dave LaGreca.
Welcome to the Busted Open podcast, The Matches That Made Us. And we're talking with the innovator of violence, the landlord of the House of Hardcore, and the heart and soul of professional wrestling, Tommy Dreamer. And Tommy, we're not talking about matches in your career. We're talking about matches as a fan. The match that made you a lifelong fan. The match that made you want to become a professional wrestler. So for Tommy Dreamer, what was that match for you?
Long, long time ago, 1980. Not a televised show at the Hollywood Sportatorium. And it was Bugsy McGraw and the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, versus Ivan Koloff and Dick Murdoch. Backstory to that, first wrestling match I ever saw was Bob Backlund versus Bulldog Brower on television. And the game, my father was a diehard Rangers fan, season ticket holder. Game is snowed out from Montreal, telecast. And then they showed wrestling from Madison Square Garden. And I remember, seriously, in feety pajamas, jumping up and down, because I never saw anything like this. And my dad, I'm asking him all these questions, and he's telling me all this stuff. Biggest Bob Backlund fan. They take me to my first ever WWE live event at the Westchester County Center. I have a Bob Backlund sign. Bob Backlund, who was my favorite at the time, snubs me for an autograph. I've told the story a bunch of times. No need to tell it again. And I was done, Dave. I was done with professional wrestling. I coulda, shoulda, woulda been third baseman for the New York Yankees. That could have happened. I would have still been playing. I would have been getting hit by the most pitches. I would have still been, I've been a DH. I would still be playing at 52. I'd be the oldest player of all time, and I'd be winning World Series. And then we went, my father was a school teacher, and we had a house down in Florida. And out of a newspaper article, my father, just to do something, and I want to say it was a Tuesday night, and do you want to go see wrestling? Because it was, a clipping in a newspaper, Florida Championship Wrestling live and at the Sportatorium. It wasn't too far. We had a place in Hollywood, Florida. And just a father wanted to go and do something with his son, which a lot of times now as a father, you know, I've taken my daughters to Mets games. It's just like, hey, it's something to do. It's something that I like. And they liked the whole experience. Overall, they weren't at first on board, but now they really, really enjoy it. So it was really just a father wanting to hang out with his son. And I could remember matches. I could remember wrestlers. I can't remember finishes, but I know I saw Barry Windham. I saw Jimmy Garvin. I saw Don Morocco. And then the main event. And again, sold out. Dick Murdoch had just turned on America, and he joined with Ivan Koloff and Russia, and there was big Russia and America heat. And then spotlight, no pyro, no nothing. And I remember just, I was standing. I don't know why I was standing, and I don't know why I was by the merchandise stand. And my father was close to me, but I was just alone. And that spotlight hit, and I saw God. And I remember, like, there was gnats and smoke, and not like from a smoke machine, from actual cigarette smoke. And that beam of light shining on Dusty Rhodes, and the way it hit his hair. And I could, like, and Dave, I mean, this is like such an old memory, but it's so vivid in my brain. Like, just the way the light shined on Dusty, and like him standing there looking at the people and soaking it all in. And then they charged the ring, and they charged the ring. And there was, they had weapons. Dusty had a broomstick. Bugsy McGraw had a plastic garbage can, and just people going nuts. And I remember I'm watching, and I can't see as great because everybody is standing. Everyone's jumping, and like Dusty's coming in. You hear like the eruption of the crowd, like, whoa, whoa, on every hit. And then, you know, now when the match is settling in, and it's a wild brawl, but like, you know, Dusty's down and Bugsy's down, and like people are mad and they're throwing stuff, and like they just want to see their heroes get back and fight. End of the match, Dusty and Bugsy win. And I just, there's not a lot of moments where in my life that I've literally jumped up and down from excitement. And I remember jumping up and down when my hero won. And it was just this excitement. Like, it's so hard to describe. I get that same type of rush when I walk through the curtain and I'm now a performer, but as just a straight up fan, just jumping up and down, there's not been a lot of moments like that. I could probably name 3 to 4, but this was my first one. And he went through the back, and that, but I was like, again, I went from being frozen to being so invested to jumping up and down. And then I just turned, and I was by that concession stand, and I just like, I want that. And it was a bloody picture of Dusty Rhodes, because I needed something of this human being. And then I also got a Barry Windham t-shirt. The kid is hot tonight, and black and hot pink. So he was way before Bret Hart and the hot pink selection. And it changed my life. I remember just being like, Dad, did you see that? And like just going off on questions. And then we're driving back to the place, and I turn to my father, and I'm in the car, and I just say, that's what I have to do in my life.
Wow.
And he was just like, you know, okay. And right after that, I want to say it was about 2 weeks later, he bought me my first ever wrestling magazine. And who's on the cover? A bloody Dusty Rhodes. And from there, it was just like, you know, no internet. I couldn't get enough information about this person, Dusty Rhodes, or about this thing called pro wrestling. And I went from, goodbye, New York Yankees, you're no longer exist in my world, to being obsessed. Yes, I got back into other sports because, and like, I think about it, like it even affected like my little league career because my heart wasn't into it. It was all about this thing called professional wrestling and Dusty Rhodes. And then it changed my life in such a positive way. And then I could also remember the first time meeting Dusty Rhodes. And like I told you, I hated Terry Funk, the performer, hated his guts, but because of how good he was doing his job, but also he always screwed Dusty Rhodes. Always cheered for Dusty. And now I go meet him. And I remember it was at the Tabernacle in Atlanta, Georgia. And Paul comes to me and I, listen, I'm Tommy Dreamer in my prime. And I'm the man. I'm the top baby face in the company. And Paul's like, hey, Dream is here. You want to meet him? I'm like, what? Dusty's here? Total fanboy out. And then as I'm walking to him, I have to be like, bro, you're Tommy Dreamer. You got to play cool. You got to play cool. But in my head, I was that 10-year-old boy again. And as soon as I meet him, he turns. And I was just like, he puts his hand out. And I just said, I go, you're the reason I'm a professional wrestler. You're my name. And you're my hero. And I just like, thank you for being here. And he just looked. And Dusty had this infectious, beautiful smile. And he then like cupped the back of my head and he goes, come here, Dreamer. And he hugged me. He's like, thank you so much for telling me. And then like, we just hit it off. The next show, he finally then comes to work. I pick him up at the airport. This is when you can go to the terminal. I park the car. I go to the terminal and he's walking off that plane. As soon as he sees me, I'm standing at the gate. And I grab his bag. He goes, what are you doing? I go, I'm getting your bag. He goes, you're Tommy Dreamer. You don't carry my bag. And I go, I'm carrying your bag. And he's like, no. And we're having a fight. And then I'm like, if you don't let me carry your bag, I'm going to fight you. And he let me carry his bag. And I was just like, you know, and we bonded from day one. And yes, I know it's cliche when they say don't ever meet your heroes, but not only did I meet my hero, I became one of his closest friends. And we had great conversations of like booking and booking equals. And then like, you know, he's booking for the WWE ECW. He fought so hard for us to be on WrestleMania, which wound up being my only WrestleMania on the main card. And when that match had gotten pulled, and I had seen, and I know so many different things about him. And then there was also like, I would ask straight up fan questions with him. And he would be like, he would tell me, or he wouldn't remember. I'd be like, how could you not remember this? Blah, 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 blah. And he was just like, I don't know. Tell me something about you, something you did. How'd you remember what match you had this? And I was like, all right, I guess. But I was like, you know, it meant so much to me. You know, like I said, I know it was in the envelope and the angle, and I will never tell anybody. I will make that be in wrestling lore. Maybe I'll write it down, and like I tell you, if I go baby before doll. You,
baby doll, have that envelope.
She don't know it. I know it because I've talked to her about it, and I was like, "You're wrong," and she's like, "Really? Oh yeah."
Okay, all right. This is interesting. I mean, and I'm hopefully one day I'll find out. I don't know if I ever will, but that is one of the great secrets.
I will tell you when we're both in heaven, or if I go, I will give you a note and I will say, David, you can read this on the air. And if I go, if you go before me, then, you know, I'll tell you in heaven.
Okay. As a wrestling fan, you know, it's hard. All the blood, the sweat, the tears, the chairs. It's a hard day out there. And do you know what tastes incredible after a hard day in the ring? A Mike's Hard Lemonade. You get all hot and bothered, and then you can cool off with an ice-cold hard lemonade. Since day one, Mike's Hard Lemonade has been making lemonade the hard way. They take three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, and cold-press them to create a taste like no other. They choose to do things the hard way because they know hard days deserve a hard lemonade. That's why for 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. Find now in store, Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium malt beverage with flavors. Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
But, you know, or the polka dots, and that's why I wore polka dots in his passing. And when he passed, I was devastated. I was devastating more so than my own father passed. And, like, it was the one time where, you know, I was like, I think I need to talk to somebody because it affected me so hard. And, but it's also like your heroes don't ever die. And I just couldn't believe that he was gone. But just to sit and like how he viewed me equally and, you know, also like running booking ideas by me, or even when he wasn't the American Dream Dusty Rhodes. And listen, I know Paul Heyman gets a lot of crap, but Paul did a lot of great things for Dusty that Dusty has talked about. And I'll never forget when Dusty was nervous working at the ECW arena. And he was just like, what if I don't get a reaction? And I was like, what? And like, he looked to me for guidance. And I was like, you're Dusty fucking Rhodes. And when he went out there, did all this stuff, he came back and he looked at me. He goes, hey, kid, I'm Dusty fucking Rhodes. And then I told you the time I went back to WWE in Pittsburgh and I started having like what I feel is my first ever panic attack. And I was like, what if they don't remember, blah, 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 blah. And as soon as my music hit and they popped, I was like, I'm Tommy fucking Dreamer. And I had to listen to my own advice that I gave to somebody that, again, was my hero. And he gave me so many moments of so many, like, you know, I told you, like, I had a deal with my mom. I had to get up every Wednesday, not late for school, because I used to stay up late at night because Tuesday nights would air Florida Championship Wrestling on the Spanish channel. And if I got up late or was a problem on Wednesdays, she wouldn't let me watch the following week. And I remember, like, going to bed crying because he got stabbed. Or when Terry Funk broke his arm, I was so mad. I'm like, wait, so he's not the, you know, gonna be the champion because he can't wrestle? Or even when Kevin Sullivan beat him and he lost a loser leave town match, I was devastated because I'm like, where's he gonna go? Yeah. How's he gonna wrestle ever again? And, you know, then we saw the Midnight Rider. But again, it's about creating moments and about having you vested in, and I was so, and still am, vested into him. I love watching him on television. And we get to see his greatness each and every week in the wrestling industry on Monday Night Raw, because a lot of the people that he taught are on top, and they're on top of the reason because they had a great coach in the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
Well, the two champions in the WWE, you know, Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins would be examples of that. Going back to that match with Dusty teaming with Bugsy McGraw against Ivan Koloff and Dick Murdoch. Now, you know, you have that memory of his entrance. And you said that, was it a no DQ match? Because you said that there's like weapons involved in the match as well. Was it a no DQ?
I couldn't tell you. I mean, honestly, Dave, you know, we joke about it with the referee police. Back then, it was, you know,
Ivan Koloff, I'm sure, brought a chain in the ring. I'm sure Ivan Koloff had that chain in the ring. Was there, did Dusty get busted open? Was there blood?
Of course he did. Yep.
All right. So,
When he went, got blood, I remember him being on his knees and like with his hands, like asking the people, like he's going to start coming up, but like with his hands, like a preacher, or like, will me to get to my feet. And I was just like, you know, again, screaming my head off, like, but the entire building was, it was good versus evil in its purest form.
Now, Tommy, knowing that this match was the match that made you, I was going to wait until Wednesday to give you your Christmas present, but I feel like this is the perfect time to show you what your Christmas present is, and I'll give it to you.
Are you sure you want to do this here?
I'm going to do it. Now, this is your holiday present. It's your Christmas gift. This is a painting, okay, for you. So it kind of fits this show really well.
Holy crap. That's amazing. Wow, I love that.
So Ivan Koloff choking out Dusty Rhodes with a chain, a bloody Ivan Koloff and a bloody Dusty Rhodes. I figured this is a good gift for you. You would appreciate it. So
thank you, man. That's dope.
So a kind of a little memento.
And I cannot wait for you to get your present now because how we both think alike. Holy crap.
So that's the match that made you. So I guess it would be a good reminder of that match. And of course, the show that we did together today, because it is those moments. It is those memories. It is those snapshots, Tommy, that we'll always, you know, remember. And it's true. Like there is, you know, a 6-7-year-old that's watching AEW Dynamite for the first time. And they don't care about the 10 count from the referee or how long they're wrestling on the floor. It's those organic moments and memories that you'll always cherish for the rest of your life. I have those. You have those. Obviously, you took that moment and propelled into, you know, an amazing pro wrestling career, you know. And that's why I think this show is so significant, the matches that made us. Because who knows if you didn't see that match at the Florida Sportatorium, you know, you never would have became a professional wrestler. So that match, you know, it's what captured your imagination that propelled you to do what you did for the rest of your life, which is pretty amazing.
And it's, you know, it's memories. Like, you know, my dad's not here. I remember Impact went to Florida in Orlando. We were right on the border. Not Orlando. We were Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood. And I looked up the address and I drove by myself before the show. And my mom was sick, my dad. And I just wanted to like feel what I was when I was a kid, of course, start crying. But it was just because it was, again, a perfect, simple time in your life when all you have to worry about is like, what? When's lunch? When's dinner?
Yeah.
When are we going to the beach? You know, and then like, but as you know, my daughters were little, they say, cry happy tears. And they were happy tears because, you know, all the people in that match, minus Bugsy McGraw, are gone. And you know, like I said, like everything I have in my life is because of that moment and, you know, being able to, you know, buy a house for my family, take care of them. And it's just, it's a beautiful, beautiful world. It really is.
All right. Again, that match, Dusty Rhodes and Bugsy McGraw against Ivan Koloff and Dick Murdoch at the Sportatorium in Florida. Tommy, thank you so much for sharing those stories and the memories. Listen, I want to hear what you think about this show. Go to @BustedOpenRadio on Twitter, on Instagram, on TikTok. Love to hear from the Busted Open Nation. We are live 7 days a week on Sirius XM, 9 a.m. to 12 Eastern Time, Monday through Sunday. That's right, 7 days of live Busted Open. Also, you can also see what you've been hearing on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube page. Hit the notification button so you always hear about our new videos. And make sure you subscribe to the Busted Open podcast. For Tommy, for Dave LaGreca, this was the Matches That Made Us right here on the Busted Open podcast. Busted Open is part of the Sirius XM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream a podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on Sirius XM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
If a friend asks how you're doing and you say,
I'm okay,
when the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.